evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life After Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
So, Barbara, who is the guest that we have tonight?
Our guest. We are so excited about tonight. My best girlfriend, Elka Jensen. Hold on, everybody. Miss May 1993, to start off our Playboy Playmate series on Life After Happiness. And Elky is going to go over a lot about how it happened for her. How did she become a Playboy Playmate? And then what happened after that? And all these years later, she's going to discuss with us how she has felt, good and bad. And we're so much looking forward to diving deeper into a Playboy Playmate's mind. So welcome, Elka Jensen.
Hi, welcome everybody. Hello there.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Okay. So our
I'm glad to be on your show again.
Oh, well, we're
Thank
always
you.
Glad that you, you know, and you're such a good friend, and you're always supporting us and always there for us. And we couldn't have thought of anybody else that we wanted to start off our Playboy Playmate series than you. And
oh,
what a trooper,
I feel so
right,
special.
John?
Thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
She just flew in. Just yesterday, she flew in, and those flights from Germany to L.A., I mean, they're long. And so, and she's here today. So we really know that you've sacrificed because you're probably jet-lagged and everything. So we want to tell you thank you for just that, too. But our main focus on this series is, okay, when I get questioned and when I'm having an interview about Playboy, my biggest question I've realized is, how did you become a Playboy Playmate? That's what everybody asks me. Do you find that to be true too, Elky?
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
I became a play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For me, it was actually not the first. Obviously, you are interested in hearing how I became a Playboy Playmate in America. So I was Playboy Playmate before in Germany, which was not a big deal in Europe. You are like Miss May, whatever, and you are for 1 month, maybe a little bit a star. You get a little attention, but it's not a big deal in Europe. Playboy is not a
really?
Big deal. So, I mean, it is a big deal, but not even close to what it is in America. So I did not know. So when I came to the United States, I had a couple of photo shoots. One of the photo shoots was a calendar photo shoot for bikini. And this photographer, okay, I believe, he gave Playboy, unauthorized, without my permission, a picture he took, and it was printed in black and white on the very last page of a Playboy magazine. Somebody saw it. And then I heard that Playboy contacted my modeling agency, and they were really looking for me. They were looking, who is this girl in the black and white bikini picture from the bikini calendar?
Wow.
Yeah, and so then they invited me into the studio for a test photo shoot, which is for every girl, a big, huge deal. But for me, as a newcomer here in America and a professional model, it was not a big deal. I complained right away, test shoot? Why test? Because I always got hired. I never had to do a test shoot. So
Wow. For
everybody, it was a big deal. For me, it was test shoot, non-paid, why? So whatever. So I did it. And it took all day long, and right during our test shoot, the people from Chicago, from Playboy Chicago, they came in and they said, we would like to publish you as a Playmate. Congratulations. That was for the first time I have heard in history that they came in and made out of a test shoot a centerfold. And that was the day we started to shoot my centerfold. The test
To get a photo shoot from you, get a centerfold from a test shoot.
I had a test photo shoot at Playboy Studio West, and they photographed me like the same position like my centerfold is. And
I
then
thought you said Chicago. Were you in L.A. or
no,
Chicago?
No, the people, the Playboy Chicago people, they walked in to the Playboy Studio West in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard, and they saw me in the photo studio in Los Angeles during the test shoot, and they saw my position, and they said, we want her, and we want this position.
Wow. So,
do you understand?
Okay. So, yes, I do. So, in the pose you were in, they're like, they walked in, and they're not always there, these Chicago people, and they walked in on in your studio and your pose that you were in, and they're like, we have to have her. And so, but you're thinking this, you're thinking you don't know that you don't know how hard it is to become a playmate in America. So you're thinking everything's not that big of a deal. You're thinking, oh, well, this is just normal, but it wasn't. How far afterwards did you find out that that wasn't the normal way it happened?
Oh, it took me at least a year. I mean, after they said congratulations, we would like to publish you as a Playboy Playmate, I said, oh, okay, I think about it. But I was already, and then Alexis Vogel, she hugged me because she did the makeup for my test, for my test, photo shoot, right? And then she hugged me, and I said, well, I didn't say yes. And everybody, what? Nobody could believe it. I mean, it was a test, right? And and they really actually did talk me in because I didn't know it is such a big deal. I was wondering why everybody is reacting so sensitive that I didn't jump up and down and that I didn't say yes right away. But
okay. So you were testing.
They really talked
for
me
the paid
and point. Then when, I was testing. Out of the test photo shoot, I became a playmate.
Okay, but so we normally come in, and the whole thing is that we do the interview. We want to be a playmate, and they do the test shoot, and then Tess has to look at it first, and there's a whole other step. So you basically skip that whole step.
Yeah, I obviously have had to sign up for that, but that was pretty fast. It was very, very fast. I mean,
You were testing, and they said, no, this is not a test anymore. We're shooting her for her centerfold right now, that minute.
Yeah, but
the
centerfold shoot took longer than a day, obviously. It took almost like 5 days just to photograph the poster.
But that was the start of it. The test turned into the actual shoot.
The test turned into my centerfold poster.
Wow. That is the coolest thing ever. What do you think about that, Johnny? That's pretty amazing, huh?
That's amazing. So you're unique. Do you know of that happening in any other place or person?
And I did not know at this moment how special the moment was.
Until a year later.
Which is actually a little bit sad. So and then I had a boyfriend, and the boyfriend, you know, Deepu was so jealous.
There was jealousy involved? What happened? Tell us about that.
So I was just brand new in the country here. Brand new. Mm-hmm. I lived with my boyfriend together, Deepu, remember? And so he was proud of me, and he could not believe it. And I mean, actually, he was proud. But then when I got published later, it was pretty fast that I got published. I don't even know when my test was, but I got published pretty fast. And they even made me say I never did nudity before. even I did.
Which is not true, though, because you were like, but not
I
only
know,
that, but weren't
I
you on the
to,
wonderful Italian show, Tutti Frutti?
Yeah, but that was not a nude show. That was just a topless show.
Okay.
So that has nothing to do with
so,
it. But I was a play with them.
But they didn't want...
In Germany, they
right.
ignored it. They totally ignored it. They didn't want to know it. So they actually made me lie on a paper. And
well,
and
because
yeah,
they
so
wanted
when
you.
The play, yeah, when the Playboy magazine came out, I was so in control from my boyfriend at this time that I really could not enjoy it. And then the Playboy agency, they were really, they sent me out of the country for a job in France exactly when I should have been here. I should have been here
oh,
in LA.
Wow.
But they sent me on a promotion to France and from France to Germany. And it was a Playboy agent who actually never, ever helped me to enjoy my career. Anyway,
how
during this time,
that?
The Playboy agent also stole $5,000. That was so now that was 93. And then I said, I would like to come back. I want to sign autographs. I want to come back.
Right.
And then because I said I want to come back, she flew me back in, but it was ridiculous. And once I was sitting in a club with my boyfriend and Prince was sitting next to us on a table and he was inviting me over to sit next to him and join him. Oh my goodness,
wow.
My boyfriend was so jealous. I could not really enjoy my Playboy moment. I could
so
not.
So he was trying
Number
to really
one, be-
glom onto you. He was trying to like control you because he knew. He
yeah.
knew what a big deal it was.
Yes.
And you were starting
yes.
probably to get to know. You probably were starting to realize, hey, this is a big deal
I
in America.
It.
I need to be in America.
Yes.
And you went
do
back to America, but then
you
had the controlling boyfriend.
Do people ever recognize you, Elke?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean,
really?
That was a time I went, that was a time I became, I was famous in May 93. It was a time I was in clubs, in restaurants. I mean, I was everywhere, every night, everywhere. Yes, people recognized
wow.
me.
Okay, but Elke, so how long after you came back and you said, hey, no, I want to be like the rest of the American Playmates. I want to sign autographs. I want to be in L.A. to enjoy my fame, my newfound fame. And you came back, and then how soon after that did – they put
I
us
came
together,
back
you and
I,
because I helped
I,
you a lot
came,
with a lot of things.
Yes, and I came back, and I mean, you pushed me a lot, but you know, this agent we had, the Playboy
yeah.
agency
mm-hmm.
person who was in charge,
yes.
she never submitted my picture. She just never submitted my picture. There was no,
yeah.
no, the client was not choosing the girls, like, for instance, Wet and Wild parties in Las Vegas. They just called Playboy and they said, send us 250 playmates or send us 100 playmates. So BJ did never, ever, ever, ever.
And we don't know why.
My picture.
It's so strange. We don't
she,
know why that happened.
Because I believe also there were $5,000 missing and I believe it was all her. I had to come in and I had to swear that I never got the money and I never got the money. I got it then way, way later. But, yeah, okay, she
oh,
did ruin my Playboy enjoying
in
career.
In the beginning.
A little.
In the beginning.
In the beginning. Yeah,
bit.
In the beginning. In the beginning. I could have made so much money if this person
oh.
would have not worked there. I mean, I enjoyed my Playboy Playmate time at the Playboy Mansion a lot. That was the time which I enjoyed most. And I did enjoy the couple jobs I had with the autograph signing and the photo jobs. I did enjoy that, but it could have been 100 times more.
Isn't that sad when there's one person that affects
person
your life
ruin,
so
you
badly?
Can, yeah. Yes.
Who, which
mm-hmm.
is based
then,
on jealousy.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. And I really don't know why. I tried everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I have not done anything to her. I was fighting with her because I could not believe it. I didn't believe that she submitted my picture. I was fighting with her, and then I was kissing her ass. I was super nice. I tried every way.
Tried everything.
You know, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. I have people in my life. I think maybe everybody does. It is not often, but some people, they hate me the first time they see me. And no matter what I do, they hate me. You can feel it.
Yeah.
You can
feel
it.
It's energy.
This is bad energy, jealousy. Bad, bad energy.
You can
energy.
Feel it. And if they don't think we
yeah.
can feel it, they're wrong. Because we can feel
yeah.
it big time.
Yeah, and everybody should be happy for somebody and not jealous. You know?
Especially somebody running the Playboy promotions. There's
yeah.
no room for jealousy there. I mean, that'll stop people up. And that's not fair. It's not fair. But
no,
when you
was,
and I
it's
met,
not fair.
I
okay, even if I am a nice person, and I always wish people the best, but I don't wish the best for BJ Turner. I wish that something like that is happening to her, that she does not come further. Yes. I can't help it, so I...
Well, we're open here on our show for you to be able to
yeah.
feel safe, right, Johnny? That she can be, express
right.
herself
That's
any way. We're not
That's
putting
true.
Rules on anybody. We're letting
Good.
Our guests express themselves. And this is probably one of the only times that Elsie can actually get it out to where, you know, now that she's been able to get it out tonight, she can heal from
yeah.
it. You know? I mean, thank God we're
have
doing
you been
that
able
for
to,
you.
Let me ask you this, Elsie. Have you been able to get it out before?
What?
Has she been able to get it out before, Barbara?
No, not yeah. like, not in this capacity. Well, not in this capacity.
Okay, okay,
the
good,
world.
Good, good.
She has
I
been
able
to know the
real
thing out there.
I told
yeah,
Barbara.
What happened?
I told Barbara before.
Yeah, and I tried to help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she tried. That's right.
But you know what? There's not a lot you can do because nobody's going to admit, yes, I'm yeah. jealous of her.
Right.
They're never going to admit it.
It is a political thing. There's nothing you can do, and nobody could do something because she was the boss.
You know, I would hate
talk about
for that. I would hate for that to have happened to me. You know, everybody's
yeah.
story is so different, and that's why we are showcasing different stories. And this was Elsie's story, and this is a misfortunate part of it. But there's a
yeah.
lot of good. Though, and so tell us the next step. Though, okay, you got away from let's say, okay,
so I'm doing my
now. When you got away from the boyfriend, you got away from the jealous boyfriend, okay, then how was your life after that?
Beautiful, we became roommates. I became roommates with Barbara Moore.
Yeah.
To play me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We worked a lot together. Like,
Baywatch.
We did Baywatch together, which was just in the German TV. The picture.
Yeah.
And
can I ask both of you a question?
Okay.
What did you say?
Sorry.
He wants to ask us both a question.
All right. He wants to ask a question.
Okay.
Yeah?
You know, it's interesting. Every time that I've spoken with you, and the reason I ask this question is that I figure Barbara may be able to give a good answer too. You always seem very serious. Like, you know, I mean, that's a bad thing, but you take what you do very seriously. You know, you're exercising really seriously. And I was asking Barbara, I said, Barbara, have you ever heard Elsie just laugh her head off? You know, like, what if she finds fun? And
what did I say?
I,
you,
I want to know, like, what's the
what
funny
thing
you're going to ask?
What did I say, Johnny,
this?
When you – come on. What did I say?
Oh, my goodness. I'm laughing all
what
day
did
long.
I say? Yeah. What did I say, Johnny, to answer your question when you asked me that?
I don't
– I said –
remember.
I said she laughs
all the time.
I said she laughs all the time really hard.
Very
he
hard.
Thinks of you as serious. He thinks of you as being so serious. I don't see that.
I didn't see that either. I mean, a day without laughing is not a day.
No, I understand that, LP, but I mean, like, what sort of things do you find funny?
I mean, I'm laughing about everything. I'm laughing about seeing my dog get is happy playing with other dogs. I'm laughing about if I get nice emails from fans. I'm laughing with my girlfriend if we talk silly about guys or whatever. I'm laughing all day long. I'm laughing with my neighbors. I'm laughing if somebody's telling me jokes. I mean,
all the time.
Yeah. I'm laughing when I watch
all
TV.
The time. Yeah, she does, Johnny. But you just don't know her that well. That's all.
No, I understand. I understand. But
no,
I think
you don't know.
Aspect.
I think you really don't know me at all.
That's right. You
I mean,
really don't.
Well,
and
I'm sorry
you don't
about
even,
that because I really do want to know you
no, but,
a lot better.
I didn't know I have this impression that I am very serious.
I didn't either.
I didn't really make this impression. People
maybe
actually think
maybe you're
funny.
Intimidated by her.
Well,
maybe you're
you
intimidated
mean, I think
a little
what
bit.
It is that sense of humor.
People actually
is very,
say to me, oh, you are funny.
Lots of things
yeah,
that people find funny. For example, do you find Monty Python funny?
It's an English television show. She might not even watch that, Johnny. Obviously not.
Okay. Saturday Night Live.
I like that. I laugh my butt off. I love this scene in the beginning with Donald Trump. I love it. I love it. I love Saturday Night Live. And
okay,
I love it.
Good,
and I'm laughing out loud by myself.
You know what is so cute? That is good to know. Okay, could we switch gears here and get back to the interview, please?
Sorry about that. Sorry, I just needed.
It's
I just wanted to chime in there for a second. You
it's
two have your girl talk.
I just wanted. Okay, I wanted to ask Elke, even though she already was a German playmate, I still want to know how did your parents take it? Because I know that you came from a very normal upbringing. Your parents are still together. You have a nice brother, very close-knit family. How did you break it to them that you were going to be a playmate at all, German or American? And what did they think?
So, they are very old-fashioned. The most old-fashioned parents you can imagine. I mean, let's see, old-fashioned mother. When I became a Playboy playmate in Germany, my mom took all her vacation days and she took all her vacation days. She worked at the IRS and she was so embarrassed.
Oh.
She was so embarrassed that she took the yearly vacation to stay away. And when she and my dad was proud. But obviously he couldn't say that at home that he was proud. But I do know that because everybody, you know, he worked with cars. He was a car mechanic, something like this, for trucks. And so everybody around him probably saw the Playboy and gave him compliments because it was announced in a daily newspaper, the most read newspaper, so on the front page. So there was not one person in Hanover or actually in Germany who did not know I was naked in Playboy.
Wow.
Yes. And it became really, really a big story. So my mom was hiding. Even she knew because I was photographed by John Copeland and they spoke with my parents on the phone if my parents are okay. And they said to my parents, it's not like the American play where it was spread. It's like just nice. And my mom said, okay, you are over 18. You can do whatever you want. But then she was embarrassed. And when she came back to work, right, after 3 weeks vacation, her boss came to her and she said, congratulations. I saw your daughter in Playboy. You should be proud.
Oh, good. And then?
So that was, and then I guess she was proud. That she was proud.
So she just needed the okay from the coworkers.
Whatever, I don't know. But her boss complimented her. And then it was okay then. But she was never really proud of that. Never. You know?
But let's go back to when
because we have a family. I'm from a family, from an old-fashioned family, and the sisters and my aunts and uncles. And, oh, God, yeah. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
She is a person. She wants to make it right for everybody, which is not possible. But she doesn't understand that people are talking anyway, no matter what.
And, okay, so
people,
this is really interesting because, you know why? This is interesting. Go ahead with your last point.
People are gossiping people are gossiping, no matter if you are nice, if you do Playboy, or if you don't do Playboy. They gossip anyway. They find something else.
Well, that's true. But what my point is here is that it's universal, okay? Even though Europeans are so more relaxed about sexuality in general and nudity in general and being topless in general, in America, we're not as relaxed. But it's universal. When you're a part of a tight-knit family, it's always hard to tell your family that, hey, I'm posing in Playboy. And that's interesting stuff because interesting beyond belief with a foreign woman in Europe where sex is just not like a, you know, foreboding faux pas or taboo. It's the same for Elsie. It was as hard for me as it was for her to tell her mom.
Yeah. How did you tell your mom?
I told my mom and she cried. She cried and she...
For happiness?
You know, I had to bring her... Oh, no. She cried because she thought, oh, you're going to get mixed up with the wrong crowd and you're going to get on drugs. That's what she thought initially. And then so I immediately... Okay, I was December 92. So in 1993, February, I brought her up to the Playboy Mansion for Valentine's Day, and she got to sit by one of her idols, you know, a movie star.
Uh-huh.
And then she saw Hef, and Hef was so sweet to her, and she saw Kimberly, his wife, and it was a nice family dinner that she was then, okay, she said, I was wrong. I'm wrong, Barbara. I'm glad you're a Playboy Playmate, because I see that you have this family around you, plus Tony Curtis, her idol.
Uh-huh.
And she was then, it totally turned her mind around to where she was happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when your mom ever happy
since
about it?
When I took her to the Playboy Mansion, we took her to the Playboy Mansion.
That's
remember?
Right.
Remember?
Yes.
Her,
and that was the year 2000, though. So that was 93
you
were. That was 6 years later you took her in the year 2000. Yeah, she visited.
Yeah.
You took her to the Playboy Mansion, and she had a wonderful time, and that's when it switched. But for 6 years, she was still on the fence about being okay with you being in Playboy.
She was okay. I mean, I think she went. She came before, and I took her to the Playboy Mansion once before. And I took also my father to the Playboy Mansion, my dad, and he really loved it. It was very boring.
When did you take your dad? Like, what event did you take your dad to?
I took my dad for a movie night, and it was so boring on a Sunday.
Well, especially when you
Sunday
don't speak English.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he didn't speak English.
It was mostly about the dinner and stuff, right? It was mostly about...
But he still didn't speak English, so that was hard.
He did not speak English, and I didn't speak English not very well. But, yeah, so it's the story.
But Elkie, okay, back to the
English stuff. When my mom came to the table mentioning, when my mom met you, Barbara, she started to loosen up.
Oh,
she started to loosen up after she met you, seriously. Then, because you introduced her in your special way to America.
Yeah. So she would see that, you know, I have your best interest at heart. I'm your good girlfriend, and you have me.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's so
nice.
I love Rosemary. And we had the most wonderful time. I just finally, after 27 years of friendship, was able to go to Germany and enjoy it through Elkie's eyes and sit with her mom. And we had a special potato salad day, which I talked about on another show.
Guess what? The potato salad.
What?
I brought with me every single thing she used. The exact, okay, I brought with me the chicken broth. Oh, no, the clear broth. What was that? Yeah, the soup, you know, with Priscilla Googled. And I brought with me the special vinegar.
Vinegar?
So, yeah, you should, remember she used this special...
Essen. In German, it's like called Essener, right? E-S-S-O-N?
Essig. Essig. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good, Barbara.
Thank you.
You have talent. You have talent for languages. You have talent for the German language, definitely.
Oh, I feel it. I really feel
she
it.
She picks up words so easy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Yeah. Our trip to Germany, you guys, was amazing. And it was like a breakthrough. It was like a step forward in every direction with getting closer even. I mean, I don't even know how we could get closer, but we did, didn't we?
Yes, we got closer. We really did get closer. And, you know, it started by going in one car together to the airport. One car, which fitted all our suitcases.
I know. That was a challenge. Yeah. But not
too much
of a challenge for our friend.
Yeah, okay. But then, also, I noticed how good you are with packing suitcases, and I am a drama queen, and you are so easygoing. My goodness!
We get her.
Thank you, because I love women. I mean, I love my girlfriends. I love my friends.
But
they mean everything to me.
Even Alex, the photographer, he said to me, "Oh, Barbara is very fast packing her suitcase." I mean, I didn't know you are that fast. It takes for me forever to even unpack the suitcase, yeah?
Because we have got to take all of our outfits to a photo shoot we did in Germany, and I didn't even know we were going. Elkie was amazing because she set this photo shoot up for us in Cologne, Germany, which she arranged the train tickets, and she, like, arranged the photographer, the makeup artist, the hairstylist, and... I mean, she had it down to a T, and that was amazing. I love that. We got some amazing photos in Cologne, Germany at this wonderful Super Candy Museum, pop-up museum, and that was great. So, but the only thing she didn't do very well is pack the suitcase. So I did that. I did that for her. And then I brought my huge suitcase on the roller suitcase, and then... Yeah, and then the whole thing was videoed. The whole thing was videoed by the photographer. But I left a week before Elkie. Darn, I missed that job, that really well-paying job for that interview that you just did 2 days ago before you came back. And I would have really have loved to do that for RTL in Germany.
That was very sad. It was very sad that came 2 days. It came too late, but you know what?
We're all
trying
to help
each
other.
Friends.
Yeah,
people know we are best friends.
We're always trying to help each other with always for 27, 28 years now, we've been helping each other get booked on jobs. Like if I get something, I take Elkie's composite card, vice versa.
Right,
and
right.
We've always all this time tried to lift each other up and try to help each other get jobs. And that's what we do for all of our good friends. This is what we do. We're not jealous. We don't try to get all the limelight and all the glory. No.
Oh, no. Jealous people is something really bad. Jealous people are people who are getting carried away from their own job by watching another person being more successful and then criticizing the other person who is getting successful.
Mm-hmm. Instead of working together,
that is a jealous
which
person.
Would work for everybody.
Instead
yes.
of working together as a team.
Right.
Oh, yeah, these are bad people. These are not good people to work with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. And it stops everything up.
What's the best way that you and Elkie have worked together as a team on a photo shoot?
The best way?
The best way the two of you have worked together on a photo shoot is team.
The best way is always when we got shot, like, you know, that we were both always professional and we were both, if one is getting photographed, the other person is getting changed, and we were always on time. We always made everybody happy with laughing,
mm-hmm.
and we entertained everybody. We really did, and we made always something more.
I'm going to read you something in German, okay? And you tell me if it comes out right, okay? Was ist dein Lieblingsfotoshooting?
That was right. My Lieblingsfotoshoot war in Afrika.
That was your favorite?
I understood you. You said, what is your favorite photoshoot? What was your favorite photoshoot?
Oh, my God, I did it right. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Good job.
Let's try something else while we're on.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay.
Good
all right.
job. But I heard this Africa probably did sounded like Africa. That was my next question. I wanted her to, wow, really?
Yeah.
It sounds
okay.
word
all right.
sounds like, okay. But,
okay,
Johnny,
let's try this one here. What?
That was good. That was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, try this one. Was ist der gruseligste Ort, an dem Sai und Barbara Jewissian sind? That's the question.
What is our favorite city? What did you say?
No. The question is what is the scariest place you and Barbara have been at?
The scariest place? But didn't
you
say
Liebling?
Yeah, it
said here, what is the gruseligste Ort?
Oh, gruseligste Ort. Oh, my goodness, that is a word which is not even used so often, because gruselig means really scary. Okay, I can answer that question. My scariest time with Barbara was in the hunting house at Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion. It was terrible. It was terrible.
She didn't like it.
I was screaming. Like, oh my goodness, I was so afraid. It was pitch dark. And people were grabbing me, my arms, there were really, really people in there. And it was so dark. And I was screaming. Oh, my goodness. And then we went into another hunting house, right? It's the Universal Studio. But they can't touch you there. No, I know. But at the Playboy Mansion, I remember I went with you into the hunting house.
And they were touching you, grabbing you?
Yeah, they were hands. It was too dark, and I was like, I was holding on to you. You don't remember this?
Yes, I do. It
was so,
you were so funny.
Scary. I was yelling, screaming. I mean, it was really, to me, it was so scary. And around every corner, there was somebody acting like it is a statue, a fake person. And then you went by, and then the person was walking behind you. And this is the scariest thing for me. I don't like haunting houses.
She doesn't like it. She doesn't like it. That's funny.
But so now, okay, I have to go back to the Playboy time. After I got photographed as a U.S. Playboy Playmate, Miss May 93, I got quite a couple jobs from other countries who published me as a Playboy Playmate. So I was in 19 countries worldwide, Playboy Playmate. Most of the countries obviously got the pictures for free from the United States or bought it. I never got money for that. But there were some countries, they did fly me in and they photographed me. Like Germany flew me in twice after I became Playmate in the United States. Brazil flew me in. Italy flew me in. So that was a good thing.
Yeah.
And they paid me for it. Yeah, and then the German Playboy flew me in again. Actually, the fourth time, they paid me to shoot with Steven Vader, who is a Playboy photographer from here, and they flew me in the middle of nowhere to Africa.
Wow, that's what I wanted to talk about. Your African photo shoot.
It was 25-year anniversary. 25-year Playboy anniversary. German. 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was published on 10 pages. You can Google that.
Wow.
Journey. You can Google that. 25 years anniversary. Playboy magazine.
Wow.
In Germany.
This
was
a big
I was on
deal.
10, I was on 10 pages. That was actually the best pictures Steven Vader has ever done. And then Playboy United States, they tried to copy it. But they were not able to, because what they did was just stupid.
Nah.
Sorry.
Okay, but I want to go into that photo shoot, though, when you were in Africa with Steven Weta, the main centerfold photographer, and he chose you, only you.
That's not right. He did not choose me.
What?
I got chosen by Playboy, by him too, but mostly also by the boss from Playboy Europe.
Gary Cole? We don't know him.
Because
who's that guy?
No, it was for the European edition. 25
okay.
years anniversary issue was the German edition, you know?
Mm.
And I got chosen by the boss. But then the photographer, they had to find a playmate with no implants. Because I didn't know at this time when they asked me if I have implants where I end up. And so there were three different choices. Not choices for me, but there were three different locations they were talking about. There was Bahamas. Then there was some other nice, wonderful island in the Caribbean. And then there was Africa. And I said, I was praying. I said, please not Africa, please not Africa. Because I was in Africa before, and I'm not a big fan of it. And they chose Africa, 3 weeks. So I had a crew, a team with me. It was the photo team, 5 people, and a video team and stylist and whatever. So 10 people. It was a little bit unorganized because I had to come from Germany to America. To go in a group because I could get lost. with a group together, fly back 19 hours to Africa, to Johannesburg, which was so stupid. From Germany, it would be like half.
Oh,
half,
that's ridiculous.
Flight time.
Oh, God.
They had,
typical American.
I had to fly back. I had to fly back to Los Angeles because they wanted me to go in the airplane with a group. And then we flew.
That's ridiculous, Elsie.
It is. I wish I had, please. You know what I wish? I would like to have a person who is writing a book about us.
Yeah, I think so.
About all our funny things, the up and downs, the things with Donald Trump, the in the middle of nowhere. Now, however, so the Africa story is really something good. So I ended up, so we flew all the way 19 hours or whatever to Johannesburg. Yeah, and then Johannesburg is supposedly a nice big city, which I never saw. And from Johannesburg, we took another plane to Botswana, which was further down, but still people are there. And then we took a little Cessna, an airplane where only four people fit in, and we flew in the middle of nowhere. Seriously, I was really 100% sure, me, a Playboy Playmate, with this big photo shoot, and I got picked. I expected a 5-star hotel, the best from the best, like we always had, right? And I ended up in a tent with an oil lamp and
no
a
way.
Bucket shower.
A tent?
No!
In a tent with an oil lamp and a bucket shower. I could not call anybody for help because no electricity, no running water, no light, and I lived in a tent. I could not believe
it.
I was like, I was crying. I was crying, and everybody laughed, the nature. Everybody was so happy. And I was crying my eyes out. And I, so
with
then
no
the,
cell phone.
It was terrible. Terrible. Oh, it was terrible.
Oh,
for me.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then, okay, then we saw, we had somebody who walked us through this stuff, but so I saw a lion running.
Like we are,
grabbing.
Leo's.
I saw a lion, right?
Mhm.
I saw a Leo?
Mm-mm. You did see a lion.
I saw a lion.
We're Leo.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You identify.
Yeah, but I saw.
You connect,
yeah,
you connect with a lion.
Yeah, so the very first day, I saw a lion running after a zebra, grabbing and biting the zebra in the neck.
Wow.
Killing the zebra. And within, in 1 hour, there was nothing left from the zebra because of this big, huge bird who came. This hawk. And they ate the zebra up to the skeleton.
Like a vulture.
That was my first day. And then they wanted me to stay naked to the skeleton.
Oh, God, no.
Seriously.
I
never okay,
that's
not erotic. That's
seriously.
Exactly.
And then the next day, we all had to take malaria pills so we don't get ill.
Mm-hmm.
We were really in the middle of nowhere. There was nothing was there. And there was this one black guy. I mean,
yeah,
they're very, very, very dark. And so, and he, I was standing next to him. I really should find the pictures. Okay, and then I had to climb up a tree, a dead tree. And I was so dizzy from the heat and from the malaria pills. Malaria is an illness, which you can get in Africa if you don't take this pill. I was so dizzy from the pills, and I was hanging on a dead tree. I mean, what they did with me was actually ridiculous. Yeah. Seriously, it was ridiculous. And then after this days in the dry area, we took another little Cessna. The plane came and dropped food for us. Can
wow.
you believe that?
That is,
so,
I never even knew it was this much that you went through.
That,
wow.
Yes, that, but that was, thank God, I thought I will never, ever, ever survive. So then there was, the only good thing from part number one, Africa, was the pictures. They came out
yeah.
fantastic, and nobody
obviously.
Can copy
I mean, that's
world.
Why everybody.
Nobody.
That's why everybody goes through such hell to get the greatest.
Nobody
picture.
Ever can
and
copy
this.
And this
is
this
what
picture.
She got. She got that. She got the
yes.
best pictures. Amazing
yes.
photographs.
Thank you. And but then after 4 days, we took another. After 4 days, the little airplanes came, and we flew into the next chapter from Africa, which were not lions, it was the green, like we saw giraffes and we saw elephants and everything was green and there were crocodiles and so we saw so many animals over there. And then it became fun because there was electricity and there was running water. The tent where I lived in was pretty luxury. And
oh, good.
Then the big step came. I got introduced to this elephant, which was, aha, it was, my goodness, it was so big. And this guy, this African guy, who was dressed only in like the underwear, like you see it in the movie, he came with this elephant. With this monster, it is so huge. I mean, it is so big when it's right in front of you. It is like my bungalow, the size of a bungalow. And they wanted me to sit in the tusk of the elephant. And so the introduction.
How'd you get in it?
When,
with the guy that
okay.
the tribal guy that
the,
came by.
Okay, the elephant.
How'd that
elephant,
happen?
The elephant was. The elephant was a little bit trained, a little bit. And the guy said this. The guy said a little bit trained, right?
A little bit trained.
Right.
So,
oh, how can
so,
it?
I mean, I had, and then they made, okay, he could not demonstrate it because he had the stick for the elephant, right? So he made the elephant go, put the head down, and then two people lifted me up and you were putting me on his tusk. And
wow.
then when the elephant lifted up his head, I really, there was a moment I believed I'm flying right over the elephant's back, or whatever, 1,000 meter back.
Wow.
I my heart was like, I had
never heard
my
you tell the story.
Yes, and that took 72 hours to publish this one picture, 72 hours. And that was a picture of the pictures I ever have in my life, yeah.
The best, and they were framed in your home, and people
they were
would come into her home.
Right, they were framed in my home. And then
and
then
people would come
guy,
in, Elkie,
he,
to your home and say, wow.
I know, and,
I mean,
and where
wow.
are the pictures? And where are the pictures? Gone.
You'll find them.
Gone?
No. Stefan,
can
find them.
Stefan stole them.
But we can get those again from Playboy. Mm. We can get those again. Playboy, they have your back. They always do. We can get those. But don't wait too long. Let's get those photographs. And you have them
right.
on a hard drive somewhere. You've got those photos on a hard drive.
Yeah, but I used to have the negative.
Yeah.
You know,
Elkie,
the negative. And Doc made me this big kick. He made me the big poster out of it.
Okay, well, then maybe
you know?
He has
so
that negative.
That is a pretty... No. It was a pretty
bad thought.
The negative. I know where the negative is. It's behind. The negative is behind the poster. And Stefan. You know what? Maybe I give you Stefan's number. He has still the same number. You're going to write him.
Okay.
Write him. Everyone,
could you please tell us?
Everyone's elephant pictures.
Elky.
Can you
I
do
know
it?
This is a sensitive. Yes, I will.
Okay.
This is a sensitive subject, but remember your wonderful friend Barbara here said to you when you were thinking of, because all the girls were getting implants, like boob, breast augmentation, boob implants. And I said, Elkie, no, do not do that. I mean, she had the perfect, beautiful cup C boobs that I am like, don't mess with those. Do not mess with those. They're absolutely gorgeous. And she thought for an instant, you did think that I was jealous and said, I was saying this because I didn't want you to have bigger boobs. Could you just please clarify that for everybody about your misconceptions of what I was? Please.
Okay,
I would really appreciate that.
Okay. I felt always embarrassed to work with these beautiful playmates like Barbara and all the other ones around me, and they had huge boobs. And they were talking nothing about what size and how many milligrams or whatever is in there. And I could never, I was never included because I didn't know what they were talking about. And when I mentioned I want some, I'm thinking about getting, when Barbara advised me not to do it. And maybe there was a moment I said, she's just saying that. But now I'm so thankful because my boobs are still the same. And I'm 50. Yeah. They are still the same. I'm very, very thankful that you advised me not to do it.
And you, for a split second, you were like, well, maybe Barbara doesn't want me to have as good of. But it wasn't about that at all. It was
about this.
Okay. It's about this. Everybody's different, and me, I was big naturally, so then they sagged a little bit. So when I was very young, I had a tiny little implant put in to just, like, give it back its oomph, right? So, but when I see a woman who has a perfect, perky, full, like, borderlining.
Uh-huh.
I think that is amazing. That is like what I've always wished for. That is like what I always hoped for. And when she was like thinking about changing her body, I was like, wow, your boobs are not sagging. They're not bad in any sort of way at all. And you know what? I said, don't do it.
I was too skinny. No, there was a time I was too skinny.
Slight second that you thought, well, Barbara doesn't want me to have this or that. You know? But she got over that real quickly. And then years later, it took her years later to realize that I was really being true.
Yeah.
And I was. And I really was.
Yeah, you were.
And I was.
Yeah.
And you know what? If she would have done that boob job with those,
goodness.
In her frame, it would have been like these balls. It would have been a hard ball shape type of look. Who's crackling the papers? Stop crackling the papers. Okay.
I know. I heard a couple of playmates that did it.
Yeah. Then if you would have done that, if you would have done that, it would have ruined your chances to get that gig because. Lo and behold, Steve Waita, the centerfold photographer, said, because she mentioned it to him. She's like, well, I'm thinking of getting a boob job. And he's like, if you do that,
said, no.
I'm not gonna shoot you on this African trip. And that's why I love
you. You remember that?
You're natural. Yes,
well,
I remember
that.
Yes, I remember that. That was a huge thing. because he would not have hired you if you would have altered your body. And thank freaking
That's
God.
That's right. That is
you
right.
Did not.
That's right. Now,
yeah.
Since you say it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. I'm always for the best interest of women, the best interest for my friends, the best interest for mankind. That's me. That's Barbara Moore. And you know what? If somebody doesn't think that now, after all these years, 30 years of in the entertainment business, I'm for you. I am uplifting you as a human. You know what? If you don't think that, bye-bye.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted
to. Well, we're about out of time.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah, we're
sorry.
And you know what? That's going
to
leave them wanting more.
We're so fast.
Sorry.
My goodness, it went by so fast.
That just means we're going to have you back because you're so interesting, right, Johnny?
Right.
That's right.
I was not even half through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay.
This was amazing. It's just a little glimpse into your
I'm
life.
I'm looking forward to come back on you to your show. Barbara,
okay.
You have great
Thank
ideas,
you.
And I really love your show. And I will listen to the German interview today or tomorrow because I just bought myself new AirPods. So that's why I could not listen to the German show in the airplane. But I will listen to it, and I really love the show you guys are doing. And I love Barbara's creativity and great ideas because I noticed the show has been changed a little bit and to the good.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. Thank you. And what do you say about that, Johnny? Johnny, what do
you
think about her compliments?
Oh, it was great. I said, that's great. I said, that's great.
Yeah. It
and also,
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, are you ready to do the shout out, Barbara?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
so, should I say goodbye?
Not yet. Hold on. I'm going to close the show with our shout out, which means we're going to ask everybody to please subscribe to us on our YouTube channel to hear this show and 300 other shows. You can choose from any time of the day before it changes to charging you. Well, we don't know. But right? Okay. And follow us on our Life, Laughter, Happiness Twitter, our Instagram, and our
Facebook
channel as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our Facebook as well. So thank you so much, Elsie. This was amazing. As your water swishes through your phone line, we love you. We love you so
love
much.
You.
And
good
I
night,
love
you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, good night. Good night. Bye.